Hello, good day to you. Thank you for participating with us today as we look back at the Holy Week of Jesus, starting with his triumphant entry to the crucifixion and ultimately Jesus' resurrection. Without the death and resurrection of Jesus, we would have no Christianity and our faith would be invalid. For these 8 days, we will take some time to reflect on the events that Jesus did during this week that ultimately led to our salvation. Let us begin.
The resurrection of Jesus is the cornerstone of our Christian faith. This event, which occurred almost 2,000 years ago, is the best attested fact in human history and experience. The resurrection was predicted in the Old Testament and by Christ himself. During the 40 days following his resurrection, Jesus showed himself to be alive from the dead as he appeared at various times and places to many people who told others what they had seen. The empty tomb is proof of Christ's deity. He truly is the Son of God. It also guarantees the future resurrection of believers, provides believers with spiritual power, and is evidence that God will one day judge the world in righteousness. Let's look a little closer at the meaning and significance of Jesus' resurrection. First, the resurrection of Jesus Christ means that believers are justified before God. Romans 4:25 says, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." Justification simply means to be put right with. Because of our sin, we're cut off from a right relationship with God. And without someone stepping in to correct the situation, we cannot have the relationship with God that he intended. In the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, God put our punishment on Christ so that we could be justified before him. The resurrection of Jesus confirms that God accepted Christ's sacrifice for sin on the cross and gives us access to a right relationship with him. Also, the resurrection shows that Jesus defeated death. Death is the enemy of mankind and the just punishment for our sin. Christ rose from the dead because death could no longer hold him. We no longer have to fear death because Christ has triumphed over it. That's what led the Apostle Paul to write in 1 Corinthians 15, 55-57, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory over death through our Lord Jesus Christ." The resurrection also means that believers are united with Christ. Union with Christ means that when God looks at us, he does not see our unrighteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. It means that we've died with him, and we will also live with him. This union is made possible by the resurrection of Christ. Similar to when a couple is united in marriage and one spouse's belongings become the shared possession of their new spouse, believers receive the righteousness of Christ because of their union with him. The resurrection also gives Christians a living hope. 1 Peter 1, 3-4 says, "According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." That's our living hope. Being forgiven of sin and justified before God gives Christians tremendous hope. As Christians, we are changed from being enemies of God, bound for hell, to forgiven children of God with an eternal inheritance in heaven that can never be taken away. Jesus is alive, and he is our living hope. The resurrection means that we'll be raised like him. Christ is described as the first fruits of the resurrection from the dead, meaning that his resurrection is a precursor to the resurrection that all believers will experience. 1 Corinthians 15, 20-22 says, "For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." Believers in Jesus Christ will enjoy resurrection life just like Christ does, with glorified bodies raised in power. We may suffer in this life with pains and illnesses, but we will not suffer in the life to come. All earthly suffering has an expiration date, but the pleasures of heaven will never end. On the third day, an early Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and another Mary came to the tomb bringing their spices, which they had prepared, and they found the tomb empty. Sitting on a rolled-away stone was an angel of the Lord who told them not to be afraid because Jesus had risen from the dead. He actually said, "Why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, but he has risen just as he said. Come see the place where he was lying, and go quickly to tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." These women received the best news they could imagine. Jesus was alive. He was risen from the dead. You know, you and I have received that same message, and God expects us not only to share in the excitement, but to also share in the good news, to share that good news with other people around us. Jesus is alive. He has paid the penalty for the sins of all who will believe and follow him. Anyone can participate in the grace of God, but they need to hear about it first. They need to be told, and that's your God-given task. Go and tell. Go make disciples. Go teach people to obey God. And when you do, you will become a part of the resurrection story in the lives of others. You will be to them what these women were to the disciples, messengers of hope and great joy. Let's pray together. Father God, how we love you. We thank you, Lord, that you brought Jesus back to life. We thank you, Father, that in that one act, you have proven to us that we have victory over death, that we have nothing to fear, that at the end of this life, we will simply make a smooth transition into the life to come, the life that is eternal, the life that is with you and without pain and suffering. We thank you, God, that our sins are forgiven. We thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate all this, but we also ask, God, that you would help us to share that celebration with others. Please put the gospel message on our lips. Please give us boldness and courage to share it. And please, Father, let us see right before our very eyes lives changed just as our lives have been changed. We love you, Lord, and we celebrate today the risen Savior. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you again for participating with us as we review today's Holy Week occurrence. Jesus is alive. We hope that over these past 8 days, you have been able to experience what led up to the magnitude of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice. We hope you can celebrate his resurrection with others at a local church or with our church family today. We also pray that if you have not surrendered your life to Christ, today would be the day of your salvation. If you want more information on becoming a Christian, you may visit us on the web at fbctullahoma.org. Take hope in the salvation that calls, restores, transforms, and redeems us. Till next time, God bless.